I'm joined by K's manager, Ian McDonald, after this afternoon's 5-0 victory over Lymington. Ian, we faltered a bit before Easter, but 9 goals without reply in the last 2 games is a great response and a great time to hit form.
Yeah, fantastic response. Yeah, we did let ourselves down, you know, I publicly said that. And, you know, ask the players for 3 big efforts now, and that's 2 out of the way. 9 goals, 2 clean sheets, absolutely fantastic.
We're back in the playoffs now after results today. A win next week will secure that spot. Hastings are out of it after today's result. Is that a good thing or a bad thing that they've got nothing to play for?
At the end of the day, it's what we do next week. You know, we know it's back in our hands again. That's what we've tried to been achieving since day one. I think we all knew deep down, you know, it'd probably go to the last game at Hastings, and it's turned out that way. But no, results have gone for us a little bit this afternoon again, and it's in our hands, and you know, there's a determined dressing room in there now not to stuff it up again.
If I could ask you about the subs today, Charlie Side went off. Was that an injury problem, or was that a worry about ending up with 10 men? Things were getting a bit fiery at the end of the first half.
Yeah, Charlie came to see me just as we came off at half-time. He said, Macca, the ref told me one more and I'm off. So that was protecting Charlie, and it was very sensible of Charlie to let me know about it. You know, Reedy's come on, scored 2 fantastic goals. So, you know, that's worked out quite well for us. But all the others were just tactical, to be honest.
You mentioned Tony Reed. He came on, he scored 2 goals. Came on last week as a sub and scored a goal. Is he a potential starter next week at Hastings?
Yeah, potential. Everybody's potential starter. You know, it's 2 training sessions this week, and we'll take a look at the game. You know, 1 or 2 again have given me headaches, and you know, as you've said, Tony's come on in the last 2 games, scored 3 goals. You know, Kenny unfortunately not here today. He's at a wedding in Canada, so you know, Kenny could be the one to suffer of that. But I'll make that decision next Saturday.
James Rose was man of the match today. That must have been a difficult choice from where I was standing. Who stood out for you today?
I thought James had a good game, but I thought Basher in the middle of the park kept us ticking. Julian at the back was his command himself as usual. But again, you know, don't really like signalling people out, but it was a good all-round team performance again.
And looking ahead to next Saturday, it looks like it's back in our own hands again, which is, I guess, exactly where you want it to be.
Yeah, we do. It's you know, we know if we go there and we win, we're in the playoffs. And, you know, that's nice to know. We don't have to worry about anything else. We just have to focus on the game next week, making sure that we get the result. And hopefully, you know, the K supporters travel down to Hastings and give us great support. And hopefully we can do the business for them again.
I mentioned earlier, 2 wins in 2 games, 9 goals without reply. I guess the confidence is sky high in the dressing room at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've said all season we've threatened to beat and hammer teams, and it just shows the last 2 games, albeit from the 2 opposing teams, had sort of like an end of a season look about it. But at the end of the day, you know, we warned the lads about that. You know, he said it's what we do. We've got to be aggressive. We've got to take the game to them. And at the end of the day, the lads have carried the orders out fantastic.